Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
The top of the hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo, and Transition is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, as we thank Adam Hoge and Joe Ostrowski for joining us today. We wish Matt Miller well, and however his absence allowed us to do a complete impromptu check down to Score Tales.
Score Tails.
Got to be careful on that one. That was fun because I never know where that's going. I never know what's going to be rekindled or where the texters and tweeters are going to go. And a very angry Shane Reardon is dismayed that his picture from 2012 was included in the Rick Camp Auto Show People hashtag.
Oh, is that a beardless Shane?
On the Bernstein Rahimi Twitter page, along with a very shangry reply.
Wow. Okay.
Okay,
that's a thing. That is a thing. I have to check that out.
So that's I love Lauren's intaking information real time reaction.
Yeah, I have to. I want to see the picture. I feel like I saw it because, but let me take a look and see what's going on because he is very particular about. Let's see, Bernstein and Rahimi.
Should we do some like vamping music, like do 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 do
blah blah blah?
Oh my Jesus!
Look at him.
You know what? When I saw the picture, I thought it was just a random auto show person.
It is. It just happens to be Shane.
I didn't realize that it was a super young Shane Reardon. Was he 22 or something in
that? He looks like he's 12 in that picture.
Wow.
Except for well, I shouldn't say that. I could grow facial hair at 12.
Not like that.
I don't know. Genes work in my favor.
That would be pretty impressive. You do it for charity.
I don't shave now.
Grow it out.
It's just not the same.
Hey, man, whatever it takes. That's what Captain America said. Whatever it takes.
Hey, if I can't make fun of myself, what am I doing in this job?
I agree. This is the job to make fun of yourself for sure.
So we got a Bears Monday coming up.
Sure do. And what I love about this for you two is that it's kind of fresh for you all because it's a night game. You know, it's one thing if it's a noon kick and then you there's a lot of time to digest. But basically what's going to happen is Dan's going to watch the game and then go to sleep.
I'm going to write.
And then go to sleep and then come here and take phone calls from people named Skillet.
Skillet was the hero of the day.
He's a star now. People love Skillet. Steve-O in the bucket, now with Skillet.
Did we figure out bitter not bit? With Skillet?
He got a little less confident once we started asking questions like, what's the nickname from? But the area code checked out. The area code was that of that area.
Okay, so he wasn't like, hey, I'm Skillet from Dallas, and it's a 708 area code?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, he clearly had some feelings and wanted to tell you how great Andy Dalton was. And
I should have asked him if he was a TCU fan. That would have been the tell.
Yes, because it did sound as if he were from the way that he was talking about Dalton. And he was kind of given, I mean, that information is not recent. The information that he was giving where he's like, oh, you know, he took the Bengals to the play. It's like, that is a while ago, sir.
See, and I don't like it, man, because then you got to fire back with, well, yes, but hasn't won a playoff game. I don't like hating on him like that, but these are just the facts. But then you get put in this position because of the position that we're all in, as we've talked about all week. And then I have to bring up when the Cowboys had a chance to make the playoffs with a really bad offensive line where guys were playing out of position, it didn't end well.
He's generally a product of what he has around him,
which we've been told by people who just saw him in Dallas. Skillet does seem like a ticket, P1.
Of a replacement level quarterback. That's what he, at this point in his career, I'm not saying his whole career, but at this point in his career, he's a little bit better than replacement level QB, starting QB.
Unless you're the Bears who really valued him.
Yes. And they're going to see they're going to work their magic system and everything is going to be fine. I actually was listening to the press conferences this morning. It's one of the things I'm going to do in the short time that I have today, along with talking to a very special guest. I was listening to Matt Nagy talk about the offense and play calling, and Jason Leisure had three really good questions kind of back to back to back, asking Nagy to explain, okay, so you stopped calling plays and then 5 weeks later you felt better about calling plays. What was it that made you feel better? Like, it was really good questioning. I'm not sure that the answer was great.
Like, we like to think it's the monomyth that he went to the wilderness. He went to Dagobah.
Right.
And there's Yoda.
From Star Wars?
Yes. Yes, Yoda. Indeed.
From Star Wars.
And, like, that's how we want to picture it, is he had some sort of revelation as he consulted some great Jedi sage, and then he could come back in with full powers. It didn't sound like that happened.
No, that's not what I took from it. And I wish there were more introspection that he was willing to share.
But
about
he probably
it.
Just didn't want to throw personnel under the bus and say, Mitch isn't our quarterback anymore, so I can call the plays again.
Well, that's the beautiful thing, is that after the first two answers, Leisure kind of later in the press conference came back and asked him about the personnel and the confidence in the personnel versus the confidence in personnel pass. And I thought there was a better answer. So I put all three together and sent it to Herbie. So we're going to spend some time talking about that on the show today. And I'm ready. Like, watching last night, you know, Rain Dakota Prescott was out there doing work.
Dude.
Doing
my heart
work.
Could not handle that game. I was all set to come in here, and I was like, I'm going to be clever and break out my Cowboys shirt because they're going to beat the Bucks. Then I was like, it'll be fine. Tom Brady won't do. Wait.
How much time is left? A minute 24.
Man.
That seems like too much time. Have you seen the
Instagram?
Narrator,
it was enough time.
The Instagram, like, there's a video of Tom, like, on the sidelines, like, stone face, and then looking up at the clock and being like, too much time.
That's plenty.
And I was like, oh, this Mike McCarthy defense didn't collapse. They didn't let the opponent come back. And,
you know, the thing is that they had some moments. They won the takeaway war, but didn't do enough. Their defense has got some talent, but when you get that many big moment takeaways, you should run away with the game. And Tom and Gronk, that second touchdown with Gronk, where it's the blocking assignment and understanding cover zero, releasing off of the five technique, and just being wide open. And Tom's recognition of it, of surveying the field, seeing what's going on, and being like, oh, there's no one back there. I'm just going to toss it to Gronk. I don't even know if that was the play design or if that was just two intuitive football players seeing something, reacting to it, and then having a great play made because of it.
It's special when you see that. I wish that I thought Andy Dalton has ever had that with anybody.
I mean, there were some moments with him in Cincinnati. There were clearly some moments for him. there. He had one of the best wide receivers in the game. Like there was that. I think that Andy can probably play well sometimes, maybe.
I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for it later, but in this moment, I would rather have Andy Dalton as a quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. I would.
I don't think I would.
I would. Maybe that is my skill at Texas bias showing, but I would.
I think I would rather, well, okay. For the money that you'd have had to pay Mitch for year four.
Take that out of it.
No, I'm not, because it would have been, what, $14 million more?
Well, and then there was the fact that they backed themselves into a corner by denying it outright. So then there was the talk of perhaps franchise tag for a second. For a quarterback!
But take the economics out of it just for a moment, and let me just answer it a way you didn't ask. If I had a choice between Andy Dalton or Mitchell Trubisky in game X for offensive coaching staff X, not necessarily for Matt Nagy.
Yes.
Just for...
I would prefer Mitch.
He's got more skills.
Correct.
For replacement level coaching staff to play a game, I would take Mitch.
No, and I would take Dalton.
But again, we're still talking about, which is the bigger problem, we're still talking about a little bit better than replacement level quarterback.
Even for Dalton's touchdown interception ratio, which I discussed, I still, because of the experience, because of the arm, I would take Dalton. And being able to find receivers, like, do you think Mitch Trubisky would have connected with Rodney Adams on the sideline? That's a good example against Buffalo.
Maybe not, but we've also seen the moments where Mitch is... made great throws and guys have dropped them in the end zone in playoff games.
Or where he gets
out.
Did
that stop him from getting the MVP? No, it did not.
Or he's out on the run and picking up, you know, chunks of yards on a scramble when he just tucks and goes.
Or just not getting sacked. But there's also all of the other stuff, like running out of bounds behind the sticks instead of throwing it away. And those are things that I don't think that you're going to see Andy Dalton do.
No, and that's my point. So... At least we have that going for us, which is nice.
The old school higher floor, lower ceiling conversation about Bears quarterbacking. So I'm going to do a little bit of Bears, and we throw this term around very often, GOAT. I got one of them today. Devin Hester is going to join me in 15 minutes. We'll talk with him about returning and doing some stuff. So that's
exciting.
What I got. I'm
awesome.
Excited.
Have a good show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.